So hello everyone, I am Xavier Delaruelle, I am working at CEA, which is a French key player in scientific and technological research. I used to come at FOSDEM and talk about my open source project, Environment Modules, but today the topic will be a bit broader as I will tell you about the High Performance Software Foundation. So HPSF. It was founded in 2024 to be the neutral home for high-performance software. HPSF is part of the non-profit Linux Foundation. And the goal is to make the project part of the foundation, sustain and grow along the time. And by this means, the idea is for this project to be much more productively used on today's and tomorrow's HPC platforms. So you can be part of this foundation in two different ways. The first way to participate to it is to be a member of this foundation. We have HPC providers, hardware, software, service HPC providers, and we also have HPC users. By being part of this foundation, you can raise your concern and your requirements to the project and be really close to the technical team of this project. But for me, one of the key aspects being a member of this foundation is to help this nest for open source project to sustain along the time. I will give you an example. At CEA, we are relying more and more on the COCOS open source project for our HPC apps. These applications, they are made of millions of lines of code. So you do not change their underlying framework very often. So for us, it's key that the COCOS project will still develop and be there in 10 or 20 years. Here is the big picture of our members. We are here sorted by membership tiers. And the premier member, they form the governing board of the foundation, as well as a representative from the general members. So since the inception of the foundation, 10 new members have joined the foundation. And we are really open to add new members to the foundation. You can also be part of the foundation as an open source project. There, you have an open and neutral governance. You build your community, and you have really easy access to the other project to exchange knowledge and work on common working group. And on top of that, you have the Linux Foundation that provides you with the common needs like marketing or communication. A key point of our project is to build to have neutrality. Open source project to sustain, they need a community. And to build this community, it requires trust. Trust that the project will still be there in the future. Trust that no one organization will control its direction, and trust that new contributors and their ID will be welcomed. So by building an open governance and neutral governance, you build this trust, and then you are able to build a community for the long term. So since 2024, we have 7 new projects added to the foundation. And the latest additions are Wi-Fi MPI, Magic Castle, and the Flux Framework. And also, we welcome any new project who want to join the foundation. For our project, we have established a life cycle as a path for sustainability. So we have defined 3 different stages, and every new project coming within the foundation, it lands in one of these stages. First stage is emerging stage. Usually, it's new projects or projects only developed and used at one organization. But this project, they are committed to develop an open governance and to work toward best practices. Then you have the established stage, where the project, they are much more mature, already used in the wild, at least at three different organizations, and we can observe a continuous flow of code commits. And then the final stage, the core stage, here we have project very well known with a big mature community and a development which is done by more than one organization. The goal for every project within the foundation is to move from where they landed to the core level to build a very sustainable community. So I will give you some hints if you want to join, to make your project join this foundation. First, you need to talk to the Technical Advisory Council of the foundation and find two sponsors. With these sponsors, you craft an issue on the HPSF GitHub repository of the TAC to describe your project and describe your application to join the foundation. And here on the right, you can see the headlines of what you need to describe. Something, things really common like where are your sources located, what is your open source license, and also what's your statement regarding the alignment with the foundation missions. Once done, you prepare a presentation because there will be an audition for your proposal in front of the Technical Advisory Council, and this is scheduled during one of the meetings of the TAC, and there is such meeting occurring every 2 weeks. Once you have presented, this is already a major step, but then TAC members, they will vote to accept your project. Once it is accepted, you then work with the Linux Foundation to elaborate two different documents, the technical charter for your project, and the contributor agreement for your project. And this contributor agreement, it is then signed between the organization which is owning the project initially and the Linux Foundation to transfer the project to the Linux Foundation. And within this transfer, there is the project names, the domain names, the logo, and so on. Once this is done, you have some final steps which are quite simple. You need to move your project under a neutral organization or on GitHub or GitLab, usually your own one. You add the Linux Foundation user on this platform as an owner to this new repository organization. Then you need to ensure also that any new contribution to the project adhere to the Developer Certificate of Origin process, the DCO. Process. And final step, you add the Linux Foundation trademark mention at the bottom of your website. And when all of that is done, that's it. You have a Linux Foundation project, part of the HPSF. So I can provide you some feedback on all of this process, because I went through it last year for the Environment Modules project. So for us, joining the foundation, it helps us a lot to structure our governance. All the work with TAC, it was really cool. TAC was very welcoming and supportive during the audition. Now we are there, being under a neutral body. We see we get more interest, and currently we are seeing much more contribution to the project than 2 years ago. The resources provided by the Linux Foundation are really cool also. The LFX platform, you can buy a domain name like that, set up your mailing list, have a dedicated Zoom room for your virtual meetings. and the outreach team of HPSF. It's of great help to give your project a lot more visibility. They do social media and blog posts. They organize booths and presentations at the major HPC conferences. And in the end, your project, it benefits from the visibility of the foundation. So since the beginning of the foundation, we have created three different working groups. So the first one is about CI/CD. CI/CD today is a common need for any development project, and for high performance project, the key need is to be able to reach a diversity of hardware, and especially the hardware in production today, but also the prototype hardware of tomorrow. And such hardware, usually you cannot access them on the free plans of GitHub or GitLab. So an infrastructure was built through this working group, and we are now relying on a cluster provided by University of Oregon, where we can find a good diversity, especially of GPU. And there is some connector upcast to be able to reach this platform easily. And some of our projects have already onboarded into this infrastructure. And the interesting part to see here is that there are projects not part of the foundation or not yet part of the foundation, but we do not close the door for external projects. If you want to know more or participate, you can join the Slack of HPSF. There is a dedicated channel for the CI/CD working group. And this group is meeting every 2 weeks. So do not hesitate to connect and to join this initiative. Second working group is the benchmarking one. This one is about developing and maintaining reproducible performance benchmark. I will not tell a bit more, but as the previous one, join the Slack of HPSF, because again, there is a dedicated channel for this working group that meets every 2 weeks, so you can join this initiative if you want. And the latest one is the binaries working group. The goal, it has just started, this working group. The goal is to develop interoperable and portable binaries to help people providing directly performant binaries instead of letting our local sysadmins reinstalling everything everywhere. And of course, considering within that all the best practices in terms of security. Another interesting aspect of this working group is to make different existing projects on this area collaborate together. Especially, there is an interest from the SE project and from SPAC. So this is a good opportunity to make everyone collaborate on the same topic. So as I just said, it has just started. There were a first meeting 2 weeks ago. So do not hesitate to join if you're interested. And again, connect to the Slack channel dedicated to this activity on HPSF Slack. So what's cool with the foundation is that also they organize events. And we are organizing two major events for this first quarter of 2026. The first one is the HPSF Community Summit that will occur at the end of this month, February 25 to 27. It will be hosted at the Technical University of Braunschweig in Germany. People told me it was close to Berlin, but when you look at it, it's more closer to Hanover. What will happen there is general sessions and also user and developer meetings for the COCOS, Trilinos, and WarpX projects. So the call for paper for this conference it just ended yesterday. So the schedule will be announced very soon. So here you have the links, and the slides will be uploaded to the FOSDEM website, when you can see to register and to find the schedule in a few days. The second event for this quarter, it's HPSF conference. As last year, it will occur in Chicago in March 16 to March 20. So here we will have a full week of sessions. The CFP ended at the beginning of January, so the first schedule is already published. There we will have keynotes, general sessions from Monday to Wednesday noon. And second part of the week, from Wednesday afternoon to Friday, there will be project meetings for almost every HPSF meeting projects. And there I will be very happy to host and organize the first project meeting for environment modules. So, key messages here. The foundation, it has started. We are welcoming new members. We are welcoming new projects. And look at the events and register to attend to see all this meeting going on. So that's it. And now I'm available for questions. Yes.
Is there any concern that the HPSF funded can't turn into what is effectively a kingmaker for HPC software, which might mean that we get less diversity of exploration of new ideas in the space? We're telling everyone to use the software that's under the HPSF. How do you deal with that?
So if I understand well, you say having this foundation and project in that, it may reduce the scope of diversity of the HPSF or the HPC landscape. Okay. I don't think it will reduce the landscape, because you can add there all the projects of HPC if you want. And for instance, a key point is that this is not because you have one project that provides a solution, you cannot have competitors to this project. For instance, currently there is a SPAC in the foundation, but EasyBuild, looking for Kenneth, is welcomed. On my field, there is environment modules, but of course, Elmod is welcome. So there is no issue. This is not, will not define a stack with one component, one project per component. Okay. Other questions? Do not hesitate. So maybe, I have a bit of time. Is anyone here interested to add an open source project to the foundation? Yes.
You want me to introduce it?
Sorry.
You want me to introduce it?
I don't know.
You want me to introduce it?
Yes.
So I'm a contributor to the GNU Scientific Library, which is an American.
Contributed to the GNU Scientific Library, which is a numeric analysis program commonly used in CERN, for example. I think that would be a candidate to become a member.
What's the name of the
GSL, GNU Scientific Library.
Okay.
Perfect. other people interested to add software?
Yeah, Kenneth.
Kenneth? Yeah. I was looking for you. So will you add Easy Build? Maybe SE?
Yeah, that's the plan for both. Yeah. But we need to go through the biggest pain point is convincing Ghent University to give away the trademark. So I have to talk to you again legal on this and haven't started that yet, but that's my plan for coming weeks. Yeah. It's definitely the plan. It makes a lot of sense and it makes a difference. And not only to pay for dinner, no. It's very good.
The legal part, I agree with you, it's the tough part. For me, it took 9 months. Need to explain. And then an interesting point for European projects is that you are not mandated to sign with the US Linux Foundation. You can also sign with the Linux Foundation Europe. So maybe sometimes it may help the European legal department to be convinced.
It's also a matter lawyers need to eat as well, so that they need to earn their living.
Do we still have time for questions? Yeah. Other questions? Other projects who want to join the foundation? Okay. Again, connect to the Slack. This is a really welcoming environment, so ask your question there.
It's also nice they do these, what do they call them, technical advisory board meetings, which are open. So you can just join them, listen in, see how the show is being run, how projects are being onboarded, how the voting happens. You can just follow along to all of that. So, yeah, check it out. I've done it before. It's interesting.
Thank you.